Quiet Mind, Day 89, The Power of Presence. Three energy modes that awaken your life and make even laundry sacred. Let's get one thing straight. Awakened doing isn't about what you do, but how you do it. There are three power sources, call them spiritual batteries, you can plug into to let consciousness flow through your actions. Acceptance, enjoyment, and enthusiasm. If none of these is present, you're not just having a bad day, you're actively manufacturing suffering for yourself and everyone in your radius. Let's start with acceptance. Sometimes life asks you to change a tire in the rain, unclog a toilet, or sit through a painfully awkward Zoom call. You won't enjoy it, you won't feel enthusiastic, but you can accept it. Acceptance doesn't mean you're thrilled about it, it means you say yes to reality, just as it is, and do what needs doing without resistance. That yes, even if silent and reluctant, has the energetic power of peace, and that peace is far from passive, it's generative. It's how consciousness leaks into a moment that otherwise wants to make you scream. Enjoyment is next, and it's sneaky. We usually think we enjoy things because the activity itself is fun, but that's backward. Joy doesn't come from what you do, it flows into what you do when you are present. Think of it like sunlight pouring through a window. The window doesn't make the sunshine, but it lets it in. And the cleaner your window, read, the quieter your mind, the brighter the room gets. So whether you're weeding your garden or organizing files, when you're truly present, joy will bubble up from the depths, not because the task is thrilling, but because your presence activates joy. This is why you don't have to wait for some huge life purpose to land in your lap before you feel alive. That kind of waiting is the ego's trick to keep your future focused and miserable now. But joy doesn't live in the future. It lives here, in the rhythm of your breath and the feel of water on your hands while doing dishes. You want a practical challenge? Make a list of all the little tasks you find dull or irritating. Grocery shopping, folding laundry, your Monday morning commute. Then try this. Show up fully, feel your feet on the ground, smell the air, breathe. Let those tasks be vehicles for presence. If you do, you'll find the thing you thought was tedious was actually a doorway to stillness. And that door was inside you all along. As presence deepens, you may find that enjoyment starts growing into enthusiasm, the most powerful modality of all. Enthusiasm isn't manic energy or hustle culture hype. It's joy with fire in its belly. It's the kind of energy that lights up artists, builders, innovators, and world changers. They don't create for applause or gain. They create because something wants to move through them. And when it does, it's often breathtaking. Not because they are special, but because they go out of the way. They got out of the way. And when that happens, when joy becomes enthusiasm and consciousness powers your actions, don't get cocky. The ego loves to sneak in and take credit. But the truth is, you're just a flute. A beautiful, ordinary, sacred hole that the breath of life plays through. Don't brag about the song, just listen. Awakened doing isn't for saints or sages, it's for you, standing in line, folding laundry, showing up to work. It's how the sacred enters the ordinary and it changes everything.